Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Yud Dalid Omud Beis. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are beginning a brand new Siman Tei, which from Yitzhak Hashem we will conclude Siman Shin Nun Tes. It's one Sif Siman. And the Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph. A Rechava, if you have what is commonly referred to today as a backyard. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sif Katan Aleph, Darkon hayo lohaniach shetach mokom panui lifnei habatim v'yachori habatim. Before, in front of their houses, and behind, after their houses, they used to keep yards. Also, lifnei habatim, the technical terminology for the yard that's in front of the house is kori chotzer. That's called the courtyard. V'oso shalachori habatim, the backyard, is kori b'shem rechava, was commonly given the name rechava. So the terms chotzer and rechava are different words describing different areas but have similar type of functions. One is a front yard, the chotzer. One is a backyard, the rechava. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'yadarkin l'hakifa b'mechitzos, and they would enclose these yards so they have personal, private, house-type usage in them. V'hinei oso chelek ha-korui b'shem chotzer b'vadei hukva l'dira. The area in the front yard, which had a roof over it, that is vadai considered huk for ladira. That is considered absolutely an area that's for the personal private usage of the house, so to say. And shederech lasos shom kol tashmishi abayis. A person does regular household type things over there. And therefore, v'alkein afilu imhu yaser mi beis asayim. Therefore, even if this roofed over area in the front yard is greater than a beis asayim, by definition, it is considered mukaf ladira. And this is true of afilu asara kurin. This is even if it was 10 kurin. There are 30 saw in a kor. So 10 kurin would be 300 saw. That's 150 times bigger than a base sasayim. Nevertheless, mutal talto bakulo, it is considered totally mukaf ladira, even if the house was made afterwards, and therefore this entire area, if it's enclosed, of course, and it's owned by one person, or it's owned by several people, and they make an Erev Chatzeros over here, then mutul talta bakula, you can go carry within the entire area. And he says, v'af mehabayis l'socho, this means that not only in that area, but even from the house into this large, large front courtyard, and vice versa. And this is, again, as I mentioned, hu dechad garbit, has to belong to one person, or al shnayim, or could belong to multiple people, two people, the Erevu yachad, they made an Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, halachically, it's considered like one person owns the area. And the bottom line is, the Rishus Echad, this is considered a Rishus Echad. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ochein Rechava, if you have a backyard, Mistoma lo hukfa ladira. Backyards had a different functionality in those days than did the front yards. The backyard was not necessarily assumed to be for dira purposes. Shein darkon lishtamishon tashmishi abayis kokach. They didn't necessarily go and do normal household type things over there that you would automatically say that a backyard is mukaf ladira. And therefore, v'alkendino kikarpef, it has the halachic status of a karpef over here, le'inyon yaser mi beis asayim, in regards to if it's larger than a beis asayim, you're not allowed to go and carry it. There's a din d'rabbanan, as we talked about in Siman Shin Nun Ches. The rabbis institute over here concerned that this looks too much like a rishus harabim, and you may come to carry therefore in a rishus harabim if we're allowed to carry in this karpef over here. Now, karpaf, humasha osin rochok mi'ir. What is the difference between a karpaf and a rechava and a chatzer? A karpaf is something that usually was done outside the city, rochok mi'ir, mokom mukof mochitzos, which was surrounded in an enclosed area, laniach sham eitzim ukaya gavne. It was used for storage purposes. You put your wood over there or something else. And therefore, now we can begin to understand the differences over here between the karpaf, the Rechava and the Chatzer, they have different dinim. And therefore, Va'ata Nevora Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, now the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll be able to go and better explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch, which we haven't really read yet. We just introduced the first word, Rechava. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah starts quoting the Mechaber over here, Rechava, Shachari, V'chule, when we're talking about this Rechava, Hainu Shehikif HaShetach HaPone Yazeh B'Sholosh Mechitz. So we're talking about a backyard that was enclosed by three sides, and then V'hismich Osam L'Kosel B'Yisrael. Then he built his house there, the wall of his house is now the fourth sides. So the mochitzos over here were enclosed over here before the house was built. We don't assume, like in a front yard, that this is automatically mukof ladira. And this will allow us to go and have a discussion over here. What is the halachic status of rechava? The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaschil Rechava, goes through greater detail in explaining the differences over here between a Karmelis, a Karpaf, a Rechava, and a Chotzer. And he explains, second line in the Bir Halacha, Karmelis de Bar Toruhu, Habikosh Ein Hiluch L'Rabim. A Karmelis is an entity that is set up midaraisa that is not usually a Rishos HaRabim. It doesn't have the Rabim going over there, but it's very similar to Rishos HaRabim, and it has its own status of Halachos associated with it. And he says a Carmel is Durabbanan. However, what we refer to normally as a Carmel is a Karpaf Yosemi Beis Hasayim Shaluhu Kaf Ladira, is a large area that is not a Rishus HaRabim, it's greater than a Beis Hasayim, and it's not enclosed. The Min Hadin Rishus HaYochid Gomeru. Technically, Midaraisa, it's a Rishus HaYochid. However, Midarabbanan have a Carmel. The rabbis made this into the halachic status of a Carmel over here because it could easily be confused for Rishus HaRabim. And in both of these situations, you are only allowed to carry up to a dalet amos. You're not allowed to carry more than that, as we've already previously learned. But to carry from the karpav into the chotzer, that's not allowed, as we've already learned as well, and we'll learn it again in Shin Ayin Beis. Now, he says the word karpav, Hashem karpav, kolel, it includes benim uyosem isosayim o beis sosayim. This includes something larger than a beis sosayim, or less than or equal to a beis sosayim. And whether it's hukful adira, a law hukful adira, whether it was made specifically for dira purposes or not, hakol b'shem zinikra. This could be a karpav. So a karpav could have many different characteristics to it. A karpav is a general name. Again, I pointed out previously, the more proper pronunciation is karpav. I've always heard it pronounced karpav. El shachaluk in bedinam. But all of these different types of statuses, whether it's larger or smaller than a beis hasayim, whether it is hukful adira or not, they will determine different halachic statuses to it. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues and he explains again the Rechova Shachori Abatim. So he says, that depends. Im uyosem ibeis hasayim, then it's considered like a karmelis derabbanan. Im lo hukful adira, unless you specifically made hukful adira. We're talking about an enclosed, large backyard area. If it's more than a beis hasayim, if it wasn't specifically enclosed l'shem dira, then you're not allowed to carry within it. But if it was enclosed l'shem dira, then you're all allowed to carry within it. As opposed to the chotzer shefnei abatim, bevadei hukful adira. By default, we always assume that the front yard, the what we call the chotzer, is always considered to be mukaf ladira, even if it's very, very large. And therefore, even if it's kamakurin, even if it's many, many, many beis hasayims, it is considered rishus hayochid gomeru, even midrabbanan, and the rabbis never instituted any restrictions. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, karpaf shurak beis hasayim mitzumtzum, v'lo hukaf ladira. So a karpaf that is exactly two saw, it's a beis hasayim, and it wasn't mukaf ladira, nevertheless, you are allowed to carry within it, because less than or equal to a beis hasayim is still considered an enclosed area, even if it wasn't mukaf ladira. And he says, in this situation, you'd be allowed to carry from this karpaf into a chotzer. However, you still would not be allowed labayis osur. You wouldn't be allowed to carry from the karpav into the house. So you can bring it into the chotzer, but you can't bring it into the house. And likewise, a karmelis or a karpav that's yosemi beis hasayim osur, you're not allowed to carry into them more than dalet amos. And this is true even if it's owned by one person. Finally, the karpav that is bigger than a beis hasayim that was hukful adira, so then in this situation, even if it's a couple of korim, even if it's very, very large, or if it's less than a beis hasayim, less than or equal to a beis hasayim, albeit it wasn't hukful adira, but it is enclosed, so then afilu labayis mutu latato. Then you can carry it into the house, even besides, of course, being able to carry within that karpav, you can carry it into the house because it's considered like a chotzer when it's mukaf ladira. And certainly a rechava that was hukful adira, the backyard, if it was mukaf ladira, also certainly has the same halachic status. You can certainly carry within the entire enclosed rechava and even bring it into the house. What about a rechava that's exactly a beis hasayim? So there, the Chofetz Chaim says, even if it wasn't mukaf ladira, you're allowed to be metaltel from it into the house and vice versa, and certainly carry within this rechava that is exactly beis hasayim or less. And this is all based upon the Prima Gadim in the Mishmasot Zav. So with this very long introduction, we can now begin Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Rechava Shachori Abatim. Again, you have the backyard over here. Yisera beis hasayim. We're talking here a case where it's larger than a beis hasayim. Below hook full of dira, and it wasn't made for the purposes of dira. So that law is, as we've already explained, the Mechaber tells us, ain metal limbo elo arba amos. You're not allowed to carry within it except up to four amos. The Mishnah explains this of Garden Bays. Shalo posa hakosel pesach l'rechava kodem shekifa. We talked about this din at the end of Sivkot Aleph, that you have the three walls over here of the rechava, and then you built the house, but the house is just the fourth wall of the rechava. It didn't have an opening into it. So therefore, it's mukaf lo l'shem dira. You then make an opening in this house, so now it's called still mukaf shalo l'shem dira. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry within it, Sivkot and Gimel, Ella, Ba'ar, Ba'amos. Kedin Shar Karpav, Shalo Hukaf Ladira, just like any other Karpav that is not Hukaf Ladira. Kedilea B'sim in Shinun Ches, Siv Aleph, as we learned in great detail in Shinun Ches. And certainly, V'kol Shekein, Sh'osu L'talti Min L'bais, not only can you not carry within this area, you certainly can't carry within it into the house. However, Avolim Ein B'hukfa, Raksosayim, but if this area over here encloses an area that is less than or equal to a beisosayim, so then ein lo din karpav, it doesn't have the halachic status of a karpav, it has the halachic status over here of an enclosed area that's a beisosayim or less, or mutu lataltim minu avi lebayit, so you can carry within it, and you can carry even into the house and vice versa. Lefisha eino rishus muchlekes min abayis legamre kimo karpav, because in this situation, the rechov is not considered a separate entity, it's considered part of the house, even if it wasn't mukaf ledira, because of its size. And therefore, afal pishul hukaf ledira, even though the Pesach into this Rechava was made after it was totally enclosed, as long as it's a base of Sayim or less, you're allowed to carry within this entire area, and you're allowed to carry to and from the house from this Rechava. Mechaber continues and writes, V'im pasach lo pesach mibeso v'achach kach hekifa, if you first had the house, you opened up a pesach from the back of the house into this, what will be your backyard, you now go and enclose the other three walls of this backyard, so this is called mukaf ledira, so afilum yesh goren beinor labayis heve hekif ledira, no matter what you have in there, even if you have a silo in there, even if it has purposes other than for dira purposes, it still is considered mukaf ledira in this situation, and you'll be allowed to carry within it and into the house. As the Mishabur explains this, if gotten Dalid wrote Shlomar, Afilum hoya goren achore beso, kodem shukaf ashol shmechitzos, even if the goren was there first, so obviously when you opened up the Pesach, it was for the purposes of the goren, and not for the purposes of the rechava, nevertheless, ein omrim shel bishvil ha-goren niftach Pesach bekosel ha-bayis, we don't say that it was solely for the purposes of the usage of the goren, that you opened up this backyard door into your backyard area for the goren, the ein kan pesach l'chava, and we do not say therefore there is no pesach for the chava elo stoma. We say the stam position is niftach l'chava. You opened it up both for the goren and for the rechava, and therefore now when you enclose the rechava, harihu mukaf l'dira, it is considered halachically enclosed l'shem dira purposes, and therefore mutu l'tata b'kula v'afilu min l'beso, and you can carry certainly within the entire rechava and even into the house and vice versa. The Rama adds over here, and he says, "Haga umash she'ein anu nisharin l'talta b'chatzero shachari abatim." I people aren't careful over here about carrying in their backyard areas. Mishum de bisman hazeh. He says, "Nowadays, stoma mukafin l'diri." He says, "Today, every backyard really is like the front yard. That the stam default position is that it is mukaf l'dira." And the Mishmur explains in Sif Katan Hey. This is referring over here, Hainu Rechava Dileel. This is what we refer to as Rechava. So Ramah says nowadays, the Rechavas in his time already were like halachically the front yards. And just like the front yard is the default position assumed to be Mukaf Ladira, so too the backyard is considered to be Mukaf Ladira. And the Ramah concludes and he says, Kamoshin is Bor Leel Gabe Karpav, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem in regards to the Karpav. And in Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah over there in Simon Shin Nun Ches, Shibizmanenu, Hadover Tolu Lefi Minag Makomos, that nowadays it is considered dependent upon what is the normal usage. So if the normal usage is that a backyard is like a front yard, so then that is the halachic status of it. We don't go back by it. It's not an absolute din based upon what was done during the time of the Gemara. And the Ramah brings this din down, Das Atzmo. This is his own opinion. This concludes Simon Shin Nun Tes. This gives us the opportunity to start Shin Samach. Din Hekef Mechitzos L'Shabbos. What are the halachas regarding making a mechitz on Shabbos? Mechaber starts off and he says in Sif Aleph, Yochid Sheshovas Bebikah. If a person is out in a valley and it comes Shabbos now, the Hekef Mechitzos grows. And he made a less than ideal mechitza around him, so he'd have a little area that he'd be out carrying. He has stuck in the middle of nowhere, and he wants to go and be able to at least carry a little bit in an area, so he makes a flimsy type of a mechitza around him. What is an example of a flimsy mechitza? Kigon, shasi below Erev, or Erev below shasi. He makes either pure vertical posts, or he makes only horizontal posts over here. Shasi means vertical. This is based upon the way the weaving process was done. You had the shasi, the Erev, the vertical and the horizontal threads in the loom. So here, the person made posts over here that were just vertical posts, shasi below Erev, with no connecting bars between these vertical posts. Oh, Erev, he made horizontal posts, we'll see how we do that, without any vertical connection between them. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, we're talking here, Hu adin dafilu b'mokum yishuv, gam kein mutter atzosayim. This din that allows you to make these slimsy mechitzos, I didn't finish reading the Mechaber, but the next words of the Mechaber are, atzosayim mutter l'talta b'kulo. Up until a sosayim, these flimsy mechitzos work. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that this concept over here is not only in the Bikka, but this would actually work in a settled area as well, not only out in the valley someplace. Ukilil kamon b'simin shin samach be'sifei, as we will learn. Why did he mention over here bikkur then? The Naka bikkur over here, liashminan dafilu bikkur, shein motzilo mima lasos mechitzas maulos, that even in a bikkur, where there is no ability to go and really make a good mechitza, you may not have the raw materials out there. Nevertheless, even there, afilu hochi chmira abanan, the rabbi still instituted that you make at least a flimsy type of a mechitza over here, v'yosu himu machzik yosim yisayim, and they likewise limited you to having it to a base of sayim. If you have it more than a base of sayim, then they didn't allow such a flimsy mechitza to work for you in this situation. So that's what the Chiddush is of telling us that this applies in a bikkur, not only in a yishuv where you have much better resources. You might have thought there the rabbis instituted a strict opinion, but even in the bikkur where you don't have such resources available, the rabbis still instituted these restrictions. Such as sivkot and beis, kigon shesi velo erev, you have vertical posts only, hainu, kigon shenoatz konin bekarka, you put in posts into the ground that are pochos mishlosha tvachim zeh tzozeh. You have the principle of lavud, which is halach l'moshe misinai, that if something is within three tfachim of the adjacent thing, we consider that area filled in. So therefore, when you put up several vertical posts that are each within three tfachim of each other, so then we halachically view this as a solid wall. When we call makom, ma'irish tekuim ba'aretz b'chozek, shelo yinidem haruach, but they have to be planted firmly in the ground in order that the wind shouldn't blow them. Because the lav hachi, because if they're able to be blown by the wind, they're not really a wall at all. Lo nechshav l'mechitza klal, they aren't considered at all halachically a wall. Kemo shekasa b'simin shin samach bei siv aleph, as we will learn in Yitzhak Hashem. The issue footnote number 2 brings down a huge cooler from the Chazon Ish. And he says, "In hamid konim shoshesi," when you put in these vertical posts over here, if these posts themselves are wider than the space in between them, so let's say you have a 3 tefach post over here, and the space in between one post to the other is 2 posts, so then the Chazon Ish says, "Eino nechsheves mechitza grua." That's not considered a poor mechitza. That's not considered a flimsy mechitza. And he brings down the Shona Halachos as well. The same thing would apply with horizontal posts. However, he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll learn momentarily in Sivkot and Gimel, and name of the Ritva, that seems to disagree with this idea. Furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 3, the Chazon Ish adds that the only time they're considered so flimsy that it's not considered a wall at all, if it blows in the wind, is if it blows more than 3 tvachim. From making one post more than 3 tvachim away from the other post, then it's considered over here that the mechitza is not there. And therefore, even when the wind is not blowing, it's not considered like a mechitza. Because when the wind does blow, it does blow it far enough away that it's considered flimsy, as if it's not there, so flimsy that it's not there, so too in this situation it's considered as if it's not there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel tells us that we're talking here about that you made the horizontal, kigon shehikif kamo chavolim zeh lemalam yizeh, you have several ropes, for example, one higher than the other in a horizontal plane, and you don't have in between each of the ropes over here more than 3 tvachim. So the principle of lavud applies in this direction as well. And he says, Ayin and Sefer Gon Yaakov, Shehevi Mishem HaRashba V'Ritva, the Gon Yaakov brings down the name of the Rashba and the Ritva. And similarly, V'hu Adin Ba'omed Meruba Ala Parutz, you likewise have the din when you have a wall that is greater than Parutz. So this is what we just referred to in Dirshu footnote number 3. Gam Ke Mechitza Gerua Mikre Kamo B'Sheshi V'lo Erev. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that this is not considered a fully sturdy mechitza, but it's considered somewhat of a flimsy mechitza. However, Avo Shari Posim Lo Iskiru Dover Zeh, the other posim disagree with this over here. The Chaim B'Yushami Lo Mash Mahachi, the Yushami also doesn't mention this, Ayin Sham. The issue footnote number 7 again brings down from the Chazon Ish that even according to the Das of the Rashba and the Ritva, if you have over here 2 defanos shlemos, if you have 2 complete walls, and it's only the third wall over here that we're discussing and is in this fashion, eino nechsheves mechitza grua, then it's not considered a mechitza grua even in this situation as well. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says over here in the Bir Halacha, Gon Shasi Beloeir, he brings down from the Tosefet Shabbos, who adds, Dim Hayu Shalosh Mechitzos Mulos, if you have 3 complete walls over here, Dimin HaTorah Hevi Rishus HaYochid Gomer, that makes it into Rishus HaYochid Gomer Midoraisa, Afilu HaMechitzo Revis Hushesi O'Erev Levad Nami Sagi Bahachi. He says then if this fourth wall is just the vertical post or the horizontal post, that is 100% a perfectly valid Mechitza, Vishori Letalto Afilu Lachazekes Yosem Yves Asayim. In this situation, you would be allowed to go and carry within this area, even if it's greater than a base asayim. Again, we haven't learned this din fully yet in the Mechaber, but the Mechaber is telling us over here that up to a base asayim, these flimsy mechitzos do work, the pure vertical or pure horizontal posts. Beyond that, they don't work, but if it's only the fourth wall that is like this, so then it works even with these relatively flimsy vertical posts, horizontal posts alone type of mechitza. The Chazon Ish in Dirshu footnote 9 explains this detail and explains why this is the case. Ayin Sham. And finally, the Mechaber just concludes over it and he says, Misa Sayim Ve'elech, but from the base of Sayim and onwards, Eim Etalten Bo El Ara. These flimsy types of mechitzos do not, in fact, work. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll finish this up tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.